This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Brings up a good point. You were talking about your side hustle when you're in high school of selling pornography. Those are a guy named Sean.
Why do you make it sound worse than what I actually... And I did exactly what you said. I did precisely what you said, but somehow when you say it, it sounds
worse. Well, everyone's trying to figure out a way to get a buck or two when you're that age because you need the money, you know?
Sure.
Go to a movie, go to the arcade, do whatever you're going to do. Either way, there was this guy named Sean, and Sean, in the seventh grade, he and another guy named Kelly basically went through puberty before everybody else.
Okay, there were those guys.
Now, Kelly was a taller guy. He was probably 6'2", so he just, I mean, he spurted up, and man, he just, like, started getting hairy. Sean is like a Wookiee, all right? Like, I've known this guy since I was in third grade. This guy, to this day, I mean, he's a river guide on the New River Gorge, which is a pretty tough river to circumvent, and he takes pros and other guys on an experience level down some serious rapids. So he's the guy who'll take, like, guys who have trained and guys who know what they're doing down number fours. We'll attempt maybe a number five, depending on the water. But this is not your run-of-the-mill float. But
I stick with number twos, tall logs in the water.
Trust me, he takes everybody down, different stretches, depending on the group, depending on the thing. He's this guy. He's got, you know, now dreadlocks. And, I mean, this guy used to shave, it seemed like, every day. I've never seen him look like Tom Selleck in, like, eighth grade. But Sean could get us anything because of the way he looked. And he also had a truck. So his dad gave him his old truck, so it looked like a work truck. You know what I mean? It didn't have a tailgate on it.
Right.
He had, you know, crap in the back that was all netted up. And just he had that look like, you know, he's an adult. And his racket was, what do you need? Do you need skull? Do you need cigarettes?
What was his price for this?
Double.
So whatever you're going to pay, what, look, for smokes is what you pay him.
Smokes were $2.50. You know, so $5 a pack of cigarettes. You know, you could buy a 12-pack of beer for around $6.95 or $6.
All right.
You know, so it was a buck a beer, whatever it was. But that was what he did. And you put in orders, man, and you'd give him the money, and then he would bring you your stuff. And that's basically how we got every – I mean, trust me, we tried to do everything we could to get – it didn't matter. When you walked in there, you did not look like Sean and Kelly. So no matter what ID you had, they never got ID. They didn't even have fake IDs. It was not even that. They just never got ID. The places they went, people just thought that they were adults. So we could buy.
They thought they were adults, but they had to know that these adults were buying for minors. And I'll say, because it's the stuff that kids choose to buy, right? So I need 7 packs of Marlboro Reds, 3 packs of Marlboro Lights, a 6-pack of Zima.
No, he was smart. He knew what we smoked. We smoked Camel Lights. That's what everybody bought. He would go and get a log of Skull or a roll or whatever you want to call it back then.
We used to get, logs is when you're getting a bunch of them together.
Yeah, you're getting like 10. Yeah, you're getting a 12-pack. He'd buy a log of those. He'd buy a carton of cigarettes. Like, he didn't go someplace if you needed smokes or any kind of tobacco product. He had it on him.
Okay. All right.
But Thoreau, you're right,
you.
Too.
I mean, feel you.
No, I remember my brother a couple times being like, I'm not going into the store with that order. I'm going to look like a fool. They're going to know I'm buying for you guys. So he'd be like, you get a case of beer and a bottle of something.
I did that once before. We were still in Baltimore. We're on the radio. We're still in Baltimore this time. But I was buying liquor for the studio because I would like to drink during the overnights because there's nothing else going on. I was not on air yet. God, that's so sad. Yeah, that's a true statement. Sorry, I just never really thought about that until now. But I would go to the liquor store, buy whatever hooch I'm going to have. Then I said to work the overnights, right? Just babysit the board, as it were. But hell yeah, I'm going to throw a few shots down. But there were some underage kids out there, and they asked me if I would buy whatever the hell it is they wanted. And, like, I'm not in the mood. I'm just like, well, what is it that you want, man? I don't know. And the kid gave me the order, and I said, dude, I'm not going to order that. And looking back, it's probably the wrong thing to say. It's one dude, two chicks, right? And so they gave me the order, but there was some kind of candy-ass drink on there they wanted to buy. And I said, I would never be caught dead asking for that crap, man. And I'm going to know it's for you. I said, stop being a bitch in front of these chicks. Why don't you get like Jack Daniels or something? And then I realized at that moment I felt bad because he actually felt kind of like a little bitch. And I didn't mean it that way, but it's like, come on, man. I'm not going in there asking for this crap you asked for, like some kind of fruity vodka and all this. But bought him a bottle of Jack, sent him on their way, which I know is illegal, and I apologize to law enforcement that's listening.
I will say, there was a guy I went to high school with, and I had played baseball against him in grade school. But it's kind of like your buddy, right? He had a full mustache. It was, like, alarming. And he was so physically big.
You have an alarming mustache.
Right. So then when we got to high school, he ends up at the same high school. We kind of become buddies, whatever. So I have another friend, and we'll just say his friend was a little more ghetto.
Okay.
So he comes by one day, and he's just hanging out in the back parking lot, and we're in the back of this car. I don't know what we're chatting about. And this guy, Bobby, walks by, and he just, like, goes, yo, that's an undercover cop. I was right. Like, what? And he's like, that's a man. Like, that is, there's no way that guy goes through school. And I'm like, I swear to God.
What if I was on, like, 21 Jump Street or something?
Exactly. Yeah, that's
speaking
exactly
of,
what it is.
Speaking
I'm pretty
drinking.
Sure that guy was just at my school to beat up another kid I went to school with.
With the
poll, he did not go.
The poll that asked 200,000 people about different milestones a lot of us hit in our teenage years and being young as far as our age. The first time that you got drunk, how old were you the first time you got drunk? The first, let's go this one. First time that your dad gave you a beer.
I don't know if my dad ever gave me a beer. It just got to the point where maybe I could drink a beer, he's there, and he didn't say anything.
But what age do you think that was?
32, 33. No, I don't know, man. Probably 18.
Okay.
Ooh. I mean, I remember
having sips
of my,
dad's
or my uncle's beer when we were kids.
But the first time getting drunk,
first
I think 14.
Yeah, I was going to say, 13 or 14. Yeah.
13 or 14 years
sure.
old.
And we were at a party that had a keg, so we would drink a Pepsi, fill that up with beer. We thought we were geniuses. The can.
Oh, a Pepsi can.
Yeah, I should have said a Pepsi can. Okay. We just thought we were geniuses, and we were eating oranges.
Nobody will know.
Right. Yeah, I can't tell.
I'm pretty sure whoever threw the party knew and was just like, just go sleep in the
basement.
It's
like this idiot kid I knew that had a bottle of vodka in their car in a Coke bottle, clear plastic.
Come on, man.
I mean, come on, people. Get better than that. The reason
who raised that person?
Put it in a Sprite bottle.
I know. It's what I said. Ginger ale, water. Come on, Dasani. Who's this stupid?
Water's a good call.
There's no thing anymore like clear Coke.
Right. And that was Pepsi.
Your friends are stupid.
You might as well just leave the bottle
of
vodka in the car.
You need new friends. God, that's the dumbest thing of it. I was almost more disappointed in the fact that that's the stupidest thing that I'd ever thought. I could not believe that somebody that I knew couldn't have a better thought process than to go through and put the correct color alcohol in the correct soda bottle.
But that's the double whammy of parenting. It's like, I'm disappointed.
I never said they were my children.
Because, because I'm not just mad that you did this thing. I'm mad at how stupid you are for even attempting.
Exactly.
Like, that's an insult. Like, you're not even trying to hide the thing that you're trying to con me into believing you're trying to hide. Like, that's ridiculous.
So I'm going to prove to you how stupid this was and just chug this whole thing and get drunk, and I won't be
and
able
I'm
to make
driving.
Dinner. That's right. First time you got drunk before 18 was the top answer. 50% of people out there said before 18 was the first time that they had alcohol. Almost no one said that they were older than 23, but 26% of the population said they've never imbibed, they've never been drunk.
Okay.
Yeah. They had one beer, whatever the deal is.
I hate those people.
Our question, how did age figure into the story? 844-999-OLA.
Robin, if we could go to whatever the hell line that. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Smooth running machine.
Hey.
Hola.
Hey.
Sorry for you guys.
All right.
I'll try to make as quick as can. I'm about 9 years older than my girl, so we're at a bar in Leavenworth having a few drinks one night, and I'm sitting there getting a little tipsy, got a little buzz going. I look over at one of the guys as I'm getting a little obnoxious. I'm like, yeah, she hates taking me places. Guy looks over at me and goes, yeah, I hate taking my dad places, too.
Yeah, that's a quick pick-me-up, isn't it?
Oh, man.
Do you look that much older than her?
Kind of, yeah. I'm 38. She's 29, so there's a little bit of a difference there. But, yeah. I mean, we were in Leavenworth, college town, so it was around Christmas, so they probably thought I was over there visiting for the holidays.
Do you have a beard or anything that makes you look older than what you are?
I do. In the wintertime, I grow my beard out in full, and it gets a little white.
Yeah, they're going to think you're her father.
Okay. And is your girlfriend younger looking in general for her age?
Yeah, she looks like she's more early 20s.
And was the guy who
He's
made
only
this,
saying that because she might be listening.
Was the guy who made this comment, was he a younger guy? Was he in his younger 20s thinking that she was, you know, available because that's the daughter?
I think he was younger 20s. He was one of the guys that worked in the kitchen at it was the Iron Horse Brewing Tap House. So he was one of the guys that worked in the kitchen there, and yeah, probably one of the college students too.
Well, let me ask you a question. Honest to God, the first time that you hooked up with her, did you think to yourself, how in the hell did I pull this off?
I still think that to this day.
So okay, well,
then that's acceptable. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you still can look at her and go, I don't know how in the hell this happened. I am ugly. This is ridiculous. Then you know. I mean, you know exactly. You know exactly why. Look, I have had things said to my daughter when I'm walking with my daughter. And look, I don't look young, but I've had some things said to me personally or to my daughter that I was a little bit taken aback by.
Like what? I mean, what do people just say?
Did somebody yell, like, name check you?
Nice
like,
job. Or
good work, Miles.
Good job. Or good, nice work, Montgomery.
Oh.
At a Sounders match.
Oh.
And my daughter's in high school.
Nice work.
Yeah.
I'm the creepy guy your father told you about.
No. Jeez. Yeah. Well, it was like, nice work, man. I'm like, dude, it's my daughter. And the other guy goes, that's Miles in the men's room.
I'm almost as close to age as her mom as I am her, too. So it's just like, damn.
How does her mom look? Hello.
Hello,
caller. Are you there?
Did the phone drop?
Well, isn't this that is no longer isn't Robert. That, this
isn't
is
that,
Bob.
Isn't that like Bob. Isn't that like looking into the future a bit? Do you worry about that?
No, I mean I can't say her mom looks bad. So
what can
I
you
won't say that.
Oh, I mean that wasn't a ringing endorsement.
This
my man.
Is even worse.
What can you say? Is she a nice person?
She's a woman.
Yeah. Oh, her mom's awesome. Me and her mom get along great. She's an awesome person.
Yeah, sounds like a great buddy.
Not much to look at.
It sounds like you're trying to hook up with a friend. Oh, yeah, yeah, she's great. He's a good guy.
my brother, so my older brother commented on a Facebook post of mine that her mom commented on, and the first thing he said was, ooh, who's that? Yeah. And so that started the whole mom thing with my brother and things, yeah.
Wait, what's the mom thing?
Is the brother hooking up with the mom?
No.
You're
going
to say not yet. You were about to say not yet. You can't take that back. We heard that.
Your brother's going to have sex with your wife's mother.
Hello.
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 Is he gone? Oh.
How convenient. How did age figure into the story? Email's coming up next in the men's room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
How did age figure into the story? And here come those emails in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. Come.
Smooth.
Get it.
Few comments.
Yeah, when I was 16, by the way, I'm reading a comment. This is not my personal story. When I was 16, I had sex with a woman who was 46. She was also dating my father at the time. I've been dating a gal 15 years older than me for a few months. I was 20. She was 35. At a family dinner, I decided to tell everyone. I mentioned that there was something about her that I needed to tell them. And my dad blurts out, is she black? We didn't know he was racist till then. He isn't really, but we still give him a hard time about it.
Jesus.
And then this comment. I started driving at 11 on the farm. Roads, if I didn't get caught, bought my first motorcycle at 13, got my license legally at 14 in Idaho. There's no way in hell I would let any 14-year-old I know drive now.
No, that question.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, I drove a car before I was 16, but honestly, like I never liked driving, so I didn't get my license until I was 18.
I just kept breaking all the gears at first, and then once I got the clutch down, I was good to go.
I mean, how many cars did you go through before you nailed the clutch?
Well, we had stick shifts in the house. What I'm saying was, I would say some stick shifts were easier to operate on certain cars than other ones.
Right.
So it was easier to either, you know, be able to do
Bernie showed me on his Jeep because it's a Jeep. It's pretty, like, But when you're in a smaller car, you got to be real tight about it.
Learned that the old Dodge on me.
My mom had a VW bus, so like the stick shift was like 3 feet long, right? You know what I mean? Like chunk, 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 chunk. It was like one of those deals. All right, moving on to the birthday emails. Hey, let's give an eighth birthday shout-out to Hunter, who is 8 years old today. This from the mom and dad. And if he could we get to Coach Ted to tell him all about being 8 years old, please? 8 years old for Hunter.
Hunter. Good news, Hunter. Eight's a great age. Now, if you're like Miles here and you play golf, those are called snowmen. You want to stay away from them. But you're eight, and you know what that means. Not one, not two, but three cans of Sprite or one large Sprite when you go to McDonald's tonight. Enjoy your birthday. You know what I'm saying about those snowmen, Miles?
Yes.
Stay away from them. Stay away from the snowman.
No kidding. Guys, my boss, Brad, is turning the big 35-year-old age today. How about some dirty Germans wishing him a happy birthday, please?
Yeah, I hope for your birthday you have a dirty five. Do you know what a dirty five is? You are one, and then me and three more friends join you.
Yeah, so you know, she says his name is Brad, huh? Brad's always a fun name when it comes to sexual things.
Yeah.
It's the only, you know, every letter donates something I want to play with. Now you have to figure out what the R is.
Yeah, he's a real Brad ass.
Yeah. There's a D in there. And some B's.
Speaking of D, Dave the Cable Man is 28. Can he get the dirty Disney characters, please?
Well, gosh, I don't know about the things Goofy is so dirty. I never have a dirty thought in my mind. Just ignore me while I'm cleaning my own testicles with my tongue in the corner like all dogs do.
You know, it's not that we're dirty. We're just a little more honest here than we usually are.
Tell them, Mick.
But I'm glad you're out there laying cable, plugging the pipes, doing everything that Mick would do. Don't use your gloves.
And because it's Mickey Mouse, you should ask him about the old four-finger death punch.
That was the name of my band.
Hola, Michelas. I want to wish a happy birthday to my wonderful fiancé, Dan. He is 33 years old, so having a big old bong rip and the dirty Germans in Wabin talking about what married life will hold for him. That from the lovely Shawnee.
Yeah, once you get married, the sex stops.
Yeah. Yes, you know, I'm not married, so I don't know, but be prepared for a lot of cuddling. Just on the couch by yourself.
Ja, dein verheiraten Wurst ist gebraten.
Yes, you know, maybe she's different.
Guys, Kim the Hottie Dental Hygienist is 33 years old. Had a big, about a big old Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans, if you could, talking about dental hygienists.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, I don't know much about dental hygiene, but I'm not against inspecting some buffalo gums.
So yeah, my favorite parts of your job is you use the same thing I do often. Suction! Suction!
Yeah, you make it so romantic. Yeah, suction.
My neighbors think I'm dental hygienist.
For my vacuum!
Suction! Suction! Danke schön.
Oh, snap, guys. It's my husband's birthday, and I forgot. One thing he's always wanted was a shout-out from you guys, so if you could, please give him a happy birthday. And maybe instead of the dirty Germans, maybe you guys could do a dirty Mexican accent. You guys rock. That from his wife, Katie. Oh, wait, hold on.
Hey, I hear it's your birthday. If you want.
Might have to work on this one. Just gonna throw it out there as a request.
Yeah, you know, those various things that offend these showmen, so this one feels weird. All
right. I don't know, happy birthday, I say.
I want to introduce you to the Tijuana Death Grip.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. We're prepared.
It uses your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. No donkey shows, nothing.
What's the famous little dog?
Who's the famous little dog?
In Mexico, there's a whole state named after him.
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Who's the famous dog?
I was like, what are you talking about?
Like, I'll give you the dirty chihuahua. I'm just going to stick with it.
Bettola's in the beautiful Wild, but I've been a listener to your show since 1945. If I could get the Dirty Germans to wish me a happy 36th birthday and have a Dirty German Ted say a Vietnamese and German and what to expect in the years to come. Thank you, guys, and keep on rocking. That from Enrique.
Now Enrique. Yeah, tonight I'm going to show you what's called butt knuckles.
Yes, I hear those are very famous with the Vietnamese people. Sure, I know one person from San. A butt knuckle would not be out of the range.
Dimitri, the auto parts delivery guy, is 36 years old. How about a bagel guy and a barber shop fish sandwich, please?
Shut your mouth!
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon, and at night.
Guys, Rob in Portland, listening to 92.3 KGON. How about a bong hit in the Dirty German for my 40th birthday today?
Yeah, for your birthday, we're going to surprise everyone. We will put a W on one butt cheek, a W on the other butt cheek, and then when you bend over, everyone will say, wow. And if you do it upside down, it says, mom.
Yeah, you said he was, his birthday's in Portland, huh?
Yeah.
40 years old.
Oh, maybe you can timber my thorn.
Yeah.
So that's very specific soccer joke.
I see. And finally, for the birthdays, guys, my dad, Gerald, is 58 years old today, and he's been listening to you guys, as he says, quote, since the buzz days. So how about giving a big old bong rip and the Dirty Germans to celebrate his 58th birthday and what he can expect tonight?
Please clap.
Yeah, you like this bong rip. I suspect tonight you will also be pulling tubes.
Yeah, she's been listening since the buzz days. Maybe you'll get a little zap in your... in your buttocks.
What?
Yeah. See, in the German head, it sounded different. Yeah. I thought somehow B would work for B-Zox. Mm-hmm. So I lost it, Sam Miles.
Okay.
I lost it.
Buzz talks.
Yeah. Guys, I'm celebrating 42 trips around the sun on Sunday at Red Festival. I'm looking forward to a birthday shout-out there live from Veronica. Veronica will do it for us. Go up there and find it. All right, guys, here you go. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Oz of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
I have one more, guys. Not a birthday, but I'm grateful to be able to listen to you guys today as I spent the weekend having a heart attack. My wife called 911, and I was in the hospital in under an hour. Two stints later, I am heading home and now listening to the Men's Room radio program. Today is a good day. That from Dave.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is. Drunk in Charge, Ryan Castle joining us.
Hello, class. What's
Hello.
Going on?
How are you, sir?
So I figured out when I was looking at this list, I started thinking about people can change their names, right? Unless you get famous with that name, then you're stuck with that name forever.
Unless
right?
you are P. Diddy or Sean Combs or Puff Daddy.
Who could pull it off?
Sure.
But he's all of those things.
Right.
Right. You didn't forget the other names. Like
Right.
Mike Hawk is going to be 104 years old and still be Mike Hawk. You're welcome, by
Some
the way.
Some people have all the luck.
Right. So, totally.
But so I will say this. As far as bands go, no matter what band you're in now, if you play professionally and people know who the hell you are, you always started someplace else. For
exactly.
an example, you've been playing drums since how old?
Junior high school.
All right.
Yeah.
So when you and your first group of friends got together,
yeah.
and you determined that you were going to form a band, one of the most important things after you get a couple songs down is your band's name. So what was the first name?
I'll do you one better.
Of the band that you were in.
I was in a band before any of my group of friends could even play an instrument. Yeah. But we had all chosen what instruments we were going to play, and we had a band name.
And what
was
the band name?
I was probably like 10 years old. I think it was like High Strung or something.
High Strung. Right. Okay. What other bands did you play
in? I played in a band called Resin in high school.
Resin?
Yeah. All right. Uh-huh. Yeah, totally. And that's the only actual original band I think I played in. Yeah. I've played with a bunch of different musicians over the years, but never in another actual proper.
And now
band.
You're in the new original.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what happened was, I got a girlfriend. I got married early, and then you don't have time for a band anymore because that's like having another girlfriend. It's like having four other girlfriends, depending on how many people are in the band.
Steve, I know you guys probably thought a lot about your band name growing up. What was the first band name you were in?
The first band name, similar situation to Castle, where we had the band name picked out, and we knew the instruments we would play. That's why I don't play drums. I play bass. But the name of that band was going to be Assassin.
Assassin.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what
then
was
the
name?
First actual band I was in was called Child of Fire. But that band never changed, but we went through like four names.
And, so it goes from Child of Fire
to
Men of Fire.
No, there was something with cyanide in it. I mean, I'm just thinking back to this, man. But we ended up with Soul Pit, right? Which we thought was a cool name. But truth be told, we stole it from the, it was like a Batman comic that came out in like 1977. And I don't know. He went to like some nightclub to fight something. But anyway, it was called the Soul Pit.
That's
that was
a great name. That's a great story
a
for
name,
a band name.
But the reference is so stupid. Some dude that looked like Shaft was fighting Batman.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we were talking just a couple of weeks ago here on Sit and Spin at the drive-in, got their band name from a Poison song. Soul Pit in a Batman comic, kind of cool.
Yeah,
okay.
Not bad
you know what? You're right. You put it like
so,
that.
So I know that there was a bigger list than 10. Some of the other bands, give us an example before we get to the
So do you guys know what the Beastie Boys' original band name was?
The Monstrous Gentleman.
No, and it's not Oy even it's not even close, right? Right,
Young Kapoor. Schmaltz.
They were the Young Aborigines.
The Young Aborigines.
Yeah, okay,
how about that? What about the band Green Day?
Was their original name?
Blue
their original name. They were Sweet Children.
Sweet Children.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
I got a million of these things. Def Leppard.
Uh-oh, Blind Cheetah.
Def Leppard was at Atomic Mass.
Oh, gorilla with a hair lip.
Yeah, The Cure. The
Cause.
Right.
The Obelisk, which I assume is probably...
Obelisk, like
probably
the Washington Monument.
Well, I'm thinking from the Led Zeppelin Presence album, maybe. Hmm. I don't know.
Okay.
Pearl Jam, we talked about Mookie Blaylock. How about The Roots? This one you should get.
The Roots?
There's a math reference here.
Oh.
No idea.
The Square Roots.
Okay. Oh. All right.
So they dropped the square.
Okay. How about Simon and Garfunkel?
Art Curly and Shorty.
Curly and the other guy. Tom and Jerry.
Really?
No joke.
Okay. They were Tom and Jerry?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
There you go.
All right. So these are 10 worst first name bands on Sit and Spin.
10. Number 10.
So there was something worse than Blue Oyster Cult.
How did they get Blue Oyster Cult?
That's a good question. I assume there was probably some hallucinogenic drugs involved, mm-hmm. Miles.
And eating oysters? That sounds horrible.
Welcome to my cult. Keep eating oysters. It's an aphrodisiac.
No, only the blue ones. Soft White
Underbelly. Underbelly. Right. Yes. I have
soft
heard that before.
White Underbelly?
Do you know the only reason I knew that, even though clearly I forgot? They went out, they had one of those contractual problems like maybe 25 years ago.
Sure.
So all of them went out on tour except whoever I guess owns the right to the name. So they went by Soft White Underbelly. But during the ad that they talked about, they're like, join us at whatever casino for Soft White Underbelly. It's Blue Oyster Cult, the original name. So and so's not in the band. It's one of those.
Okay.
Names.
All right. Gotcha. Soft White. No wonder are they changing.
Who came up with that? Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire is the original. Is the final band name. Uh-huh. It's the name we know them by.
It started with water.
Let's see here. Fart, burp, and, and booger.
Eat, love, pray.
Toe jam. Fauna. They were the Salty Peppers.
The Salty Peppers. Get out of here. Salty Peppers?
I think Earth, Wind, and Fire is a little
I'm going to go see the Salty Peppers here in a couple weeks.
I would like to see the Salty Peppers. Where are you going to see the Salty Peppers?
I know exactly where that is.
We don't serve any beer. No beer for you. I'm going to the No Beer for You Pavilion.
I know where that place is.
I hang out with Rob Thomas there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You did.
Did you have beer?
I had two of his.
Oh, damn it. See, I knew there was a way in there.
You just got to learn. You got to meet somebody from the Salty Peppers and drink their beer, Miles. Yeah, that's Miles Montgomery's exactly. move, too. Like, I'm going to go backstage and drink your beer.
Only malt liquor.
No, I've done this with Miles at shows before. He's like, you got to wait till the band goes on, and then you go drink their beer.
These are the 10 worst first name bands on Sit and Spin. So it's not the Doobie Brothers.
No.
Stoner Friends.
Pud.
Like pull on my pud?
Pud, exactly. Pud. P-U-D. Pud.
Pud.
Hey, Pud.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Their drummer was the Pud what?
The Pud Beater?
Beater, yeah. Or Whacker.
Who should call the band Pud?
Sit and Spin, these are the 10 worst first band names of all time. Name.
Yeah, so that's Lamb of God, their original band name, also very cool. Burn the Priest.
Oh, wow. I guess we figured out why they changed it.
I thought it was the Cuddly Monkeys. The fellas are called
Burn the Priest. Six, number six. Well, I'm not paralyzed, but I seem to be
struck by you. Well, if you thought Finger 11 was dumb, how about the Rainbow Butt Monkeys?
No, they weren't.
Yeah.
The Rainbow Butt Monkeys.
Yeah, that's what it says here.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight the Rainbow Butt Monkeys will be performing with Burn the Priest.
And now.
It's just like they gave up.
The world premiere from Rainbow Butt Monkeys.
These are the 10 worst first band names on Sit and Spin.
Had they been out in the same era, these guys could have toured with Pud because they were called the Shrinky Dinks.
The Shrinky Dinks?
Shrinky
Like
Dinks.
The little toy that you used to have as a kid?
Is that what that was? I don't know.
There's a thing called a Shrinky Dink where you painted it and you put it in the oven and it shrunk down.
Yeah, is it called a Shrinky? I know what you're talking about.
It's a Shrinky Dink.
I call that cold water.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
These are the 10 worst first band names on Sit and Spin. Number 4. Give it
away, give it away, give it away. Well, I feel like you know this one. I feel like
we
talked about it.
So we already had the Salty Peppers.
Maybe we have.
Right.
This is the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
This is Tony Flo and the Miraculously Majestic Masters of Mayhem.
Really?
Mm. Rolls right off the tongue.
It I actually really like
does.
It.
That's a great name if you don't have to say it.
After 4 beers, I can still say it. Tony Flo and the Miraculously Majestic Masters of Mayhem.
These are the 10 worst first band names on Sin Spin. Number 3. So it wasn't Black Sabbath.
No.
African American Sabbath.
Great name.
They changed it.
White they Antichrist.
Kwanzaa. It was called Kwanzaa.
God, you guys are all so close. They were the Polka Tulk Blues Band.
All right. Okay.
Were they really a polka band? Or is that just what they were called?
I have never heard Black Sabbath do polka.
10 worst first band names, but it would be cool on Sit and Spin. Number 2.
Creedence Clearwater Revival was the Gollywogs.
I have heard of the Gollywogs.
I like that name better.
Yeah, that is a better name.
It is.
Yeah. All right, we made it to number 1 here on Sit and Spin. These are the 10 worst first band names of all time. Number 1.
Can you take me high? And really, head and shoulders above the rest for how terrible this first name. I mean, it's not even a contest as to who would be number 1 on those lists.
So this is Creed.
This name is so bad. Creed was originally called Naked Toddler.
Oh God! Hey!
Toddler?
What the hell is wrong with them?
Was this just because they kept looking at the Nirvana cover?
I don't know.
Just tell yourself that and it makes it easier.
I don't even want to speculate as to why, Ted.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
In 5 minutes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first,
the word.
Time for the word, and with new words being added to the dictionary on an annual basis, the English language obviously is constantly evolving. And in addition to the new words that are added every year, there are also some new definitions that get tacked on to previous entries based on the way the word is used and the word changes. For instance, while the word bully today describes someone with a mean spirit, it actually used to mean something much sweeter. And while you can use the word girl to clearly describe a female these days, believe it or not, the word girl is actually meant for a boy. And boy is meant for a girl. This is true.
How did that flip-flop?
A lot of them flip-flopped. I'll give you the word. The word is naughty. How do we know naughty?
Naughty, you know, like you cheeky monkey.
Yes,
naughty.
Naughty. Used to mean nothing. In other words, you're poor if you're naughty.
Oh, like not.
Not. Yeah. Correct. Oh, however, the word is used now to describe someone not as poor, but as evil or an imposter or someone who's devilish.
Wasn't that Santa's fault? He started this whole nice and naughty list.
Did he start it, though, or did he just pick up on it? Put this on Santa.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Santa's in the game, player.
We brought up the word girl, a young female, typically described as a girl today. However, when the first was word was first used, it referred to any young person, regardless of their gender. So if you've got a girl.
Oh, what a cute girl. It's my son.
Exactly.
I know that.
How about a guy?
A guy?
Guy is completely changed. Guy, man, dude, fellow, male species, right? However, if you were used the guy back in the day, it was used to describe a person of grotesque appearance.
How? What is back in the day?
Back in the day, in this case, is the 1800s.
Huh.
So it hasn't been that long.
No, not
so
long.
So you're grotesque if you're a guy. What's up, guys?
And there's a lot of these that have done a complete 180.
I call everybody guy. I got to stop doing that.
Nice. The original meaning of nice. Used to be not so nice. The adjective actually comes from one of the Latin words nisus, meaning unaware or ignorant. When it was picked up by the English language in the 1800s, it described a stupid, ignorant, or foolish person if you were nice. But we do use it in a condescending way now.
Like, nice.
Oh, yeah, nice. You know, when someone spills a beer, when someone makes a
mess. You can use it in both. I say it all the time. It's like a nice.
And finally, the word awful. Nowadays, if you say something is awful, you're not being so kind. However, back in the day, it was actually a term that people used to praise things, seeing as it literally meant that something or someone was worthy of awe.
So awful.
Look how good looking that. Oh, man. If you look, wow.
You look.
You're awful. Now it's a negative.
Ooh, you look awful. Yeah, so you're the most awful looking person I've ever seen.
Completely flip flop there on its original meaning. There you go on the word wobbin. We made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast 43-year-old Andy Stubbs of somewhere in England. Now, first, I need to explain what a Watsit is. A Watsit in England, basically, it's a cheese puff. All right, so instead of Cheetos, he bought himself a pack of Watsits. And he befell the same fate as someone else in England just last week. You might remember last week a man found just a single bean swimming in the bean juice in his tin of Heinz. Remember this? He bought a can of Heinz beans.
Baked beans.
Baked beans, right. He opened it up. There's all the juice. There was one bean.
Oh, yes.
Yes, there was one bean. Well, it's happened again. This time he buys himself a bag of Watsits. He was aware that there was probably only one inside because he said it felt like it was full of air and he would shake it and he could only hear the one. He wasn't going to open it, going to keep it because it was funny. His son finally convinced him to open it, as he says, because his son wanted to eat the Watsit, and there was, in fact, one Watsit inside of his bag of Watsits. It's like buying a bag of chips, opening it up, and there is one chip in the bottom.
I had the only thing close, I bought a 12-pack of beer at one point in my life, and one of the beers had about a fourth of a can of beer inside.
Yeah, is it cracked or something?
Something
been there.
Yeah, that's the only time I've ever gotten that.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get a contestant on the line for profile. This will take caller 9 now, 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.